Hey guys, Rick Fortier here, and today I want to talk to you about resentment. So I had a bit of an aha moment in the last while that I want to share with you, and realizing how resentment can work for you. So resentment is a powerful emotion, and when left unattended, it will eat you up and spit you out. It'll slowly wear you down. Kind of like a vampire sucking the life right out of you. And sometimes you don't even realize it's happening. It's subtle that way. And it's an accumulative effect on you and your well-being. But it doesn't have to be that way. Resentment can actually be used for your benefit. So I'm going to talk to you today about how that happens and how you can make it happen. So resentment is a message. It's telling you that something is incongruent in your life. It's a feeling that something is off, that you're missing something, and it's affecting negatively how you look at the world and yourself. It's a direct message to you. Now, I'd suggest you need to address this issue because it's not going to go away on its own. And when left unattended, it'll lead to anger, to bitterness, to frustration, and finally resignation. Which is probably the worst situation of all, because that's when you give up. So resentment is a signal that you don't feel good about yourself in some way. So to understand that, resentment is about comparing yourself, in most cases, to someone else. And you can never win that game. There will always be others who will seem to be more or less than you. Whether that's successful, confident, good-looking, healthy, whatever that is that you're comparing yourself to. So resentment is giving you a message that I believe that you're wasting your valuable time in this life wanting, desiring, envying most likely something that you have no control over. So think about that for a second. Over something that you normally or usually do not have any control over. So resentment is usually about a situation or condition that is outside of your control. Now, if you think about that rationally, we can't control what other people are doing. Who they are, what they're achieving in their life. So rationally, you know, what energy are we putting into something that we can't control over? So here's the trick or the technique to use resentment in your favor. Know that resentment is a trigger. And what you do have control over is how you respond to that trigger. Regardless of the situation or the condition that happens externally in your life, you have control over your response to it. And the energy, the type of energy that you're going to put towards that in the future, going forward. So understanding what that trigger is to your resentment and why is the key to getting past it. And it's really about what is going on in your life, about you, that you're not satisfied with. Is there something there that you want to change? And are you willing to do it? Now, you may say, well, you know, I'm not willing to change. You know, it's that person's whatever fault or whatever. But the sitting and stewing in resentment, is it going to fulfill and satisfy you? Short term, yeah, it's going to give you some satisfaction, I guess. But in the long term, what's it going to do for you? Ask yourself that. Are you willing to pay that long-term price for what resentment will do to you? If not, if you really want something to change, and that's something that within inside of you, what is it that you want different in your life? And I'm not talking about changing someone else here, because that's never going to work. You have to ask yourself if you're willing to put in the effort to create something different for yourself. Create a different outcome. Do I want to be healthier? You know, do you want to be healthier? Do you want more financial abundance in your life? Do you want you know, a bigger car? Do you want more financial freedom? Do you want to feel better about yourself in some way? Are you willing to put in the effort to have a different outcome? So here's an example of a situation of resentment that maybe some of you can relate to. So I was, you know, maybe you're up for a promotion at work and someone else gets it. So you start to resent your boss and the person who got the job instead of you. So you get angry. Right? You start sharing that unfairness that you believe happened with those who will listen to you. Or you just keep it in, you know, inside yourself. You bottle it up. So you complain either internally and or externally. Right? But you complain to those who will keep your confidence because you don't really want it to get out. Right? But what does this accomplish? You know, it might give you a temporary feeling of justification of how unfair life is and you were treated unfairly. But does it change the outcome? Of course it doesn't. How about you consider taking action instead? What action are you willing to take, not to change the outcome of that particular situation that you didn't get the job, but how do you change the outcome for the future? What actions can you take to maybe make yourself feel better about your chances in the future, or understand where you sit within your job and your career there? How about you go talk to your boss? Why is it that you didn't get the job? What skills could, you know, do you need to work on, you know, technical, personal, whatever that might be, in order to be considered next time? Maybe take the time to sincerely congratulate the person who did get the job. Because, you know, do you really want to burn bridges? Do you know what kind of influence that person may have on your career going forward? Either there or at another place? You never know. Do you want to be seen as a team player? Or as a whiner? As a victim? Who is it that you want to be in that situation? Who do you want to be going forward? Okay? So that's taking positive action. So the message from resentment is, are you willing to take action to change something? In this case, maybe who you are and what your chances are of getting a promotion in the future. If not, then you have two choices. You can let it go, and I mean really let it go, so that you don't think about it anymore and move on. If you can't do that, are you going to dwell on your perception of victimhood and let it eat away at you and let that resentment build? It's your choice. And that's the reality, is that you own your responses. You get to choose how long you stay in any particular emotional state. So resentment, like any other emotional state, can be a friend. Think of it as your internal compass, letting you know if you're on or off course as to who you are as a man. How you respond to that resentment. You know, that's showing you your character, your authenticity, and your integrity. So use it to your advantage. Understand it. In some ways, control it. Don't let it control you. All right? Don't let it suck the life out of you. All right? Use it as a compass. Make choices. Make choices to improve your life. Make the choices that are going to make your life better for you. All right? Own your choices. Own your life. You're better and stronger than letting resentment own you. Okay, that's my message for you today. Thank you for listening. Once again, I am Rick Forche. Please check out my website at rickforche.me. I have lots of articles, some videos in there, also some podcasts on my YouTube channel. Love to hear from you. So drop me a message, rick@rickforche.me for my email. Also on Twitter and Facebook. So I look forward to hearing from you. Stay in touch. And I thank you for listening today. Take care and be well.